Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
David Clarkson's thoughts on Isaiah 65, verse 24. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. God's willingness to answer our prayers is seen, one, in His secret will. He was willing, resolved, and determined to hear before you were willing to ask. He decreed it from eternity. He was willing before you had a will, a being. Nay, He was not only willing before, but He was the cause why you are willing. You must not think that your prayers move God to be willing. His will is the same forever, and not subject to the least motion or alteration. Prayers are a sign that God is willing, rather than the cause for His willingness. He is not made willing because we pray, but because He is willing. He stirs up our hearts to pray. He is first desirous to do us good, and then makes us desire it and pray for it we may have them in His own way. The Lord has commanded such a course of prayer that we might get audience without fail, and if punctually followed, prayer can never return without the answer desired. But the best of men are more or less negligent in observing this instruction. Therefore, He is more willing our prayers should be heard than we ourselves. If God is so willing to hear, why should we not believe that He will hear? What strong encouragement is this to pray in faith? There is as much reason to believe that God will hear as there is to believe that you are willing to be heard. 3. Christ's intercession. This is a great encouragement to faith. Hebrews 4, verses 14 through 16. You may have confident freedom to speak all of your mind and heart, and speak it with the assurance of prevailing, Hebrews 10, verses 19 and 22. Having such a high priest whose office is to intercede gives us boldness, full assurance, and access, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith, through our faith in Him, Ephesians 3, verse 12. This affords many things to strengthen our faith and make us confident in our access to God through prayer.